Start.
Okay, welcome to Tifosi Talk. I'm your host, Carlo.
Severio.
Mauro.
Frank.
Max.
Max.
Okay. Yeah. So, how is everything?
Yeah.
You guys, what? He means what?
Well, we could have done better.
Ferrari could have done better?
Well, not Mercedes. Mercedes did well. They finished second. They beat us.
Yeah. Well, I think from where we started at the beginning of the season,
they finished off better.
Better. And Mercedes only finished second because Ferrari was in there.
Exactly.
Like a Saints was in there.
That's... Yeah, because Charles was there.
Yeah. Speaking
the car wasn't there.
Yeah.
Saints.
Saints
the
car.
Yeah. The car.
Yeah, yeah. Not the
person. Beginning of the season.
Yeah. Okay, but could we have made a better strategy for Saints?
No. We had... They knew... I think they knew already from Friday, like I said, after the crash, that Saints was not going to make points.
Yeah, he couldn't even come out of qualifying or anything.
Yeah, so...
Unfortunately, the pieces, like we said before, the pieces were all, you know, they were not adequate, I guess.
They were going to be over the budget if they had to continue.
But I don't think, who cares the budget? I mean, if they would have made the points and beat Mercedes, I would break the budget.
Well, why didn't
I
they
would
break
go
the
over
budget?
To,
maybe they didn't have the pieces
what's
with
the,
them.
What's the punishment for, what's the punishment for...
Nobody knows. They
change
they
it
rule,
every time.
Yeah,
right?
They rule. It depends on what team breaks the budget.
Mm-hmm. Depending on what the book they're going to look at.
Yeah.
If it's Mercedes, they're probably going to reward them more money.
Okay. This track. Did you guys like this track?
Yeah. It was nice.
You found it exciting? Or
no, I think
Las Vegas was
Vegas
better.
It was too good to...
Compared
to this track.
So they have to do an improvement on this track.
They already did.
Well, instead of having a 2 kilometer
straight line, they should need a bit of more curves in there.
Make something different, I don't know.
Yeah, but making curves, I mean, that means you're going to slow down the pace.
The lap time will be longer.
The lap time will be longer, though. Yeah,
so...
But you could always...
Don't you want speed or you want...
Yeah, by putting in more curves, that means less passing.
Yeah, there's less speed. There's nothing going. Any, even Williams would be first.
Okay. Mass, what did you think?
I think it was a good race. But I don't understand how come you guys think Sainz couldn't do any better.
Okay. Well, from because he crashed in free practice.
Yeah. No, I know that, but I mean, if they were to bring him in, like at the 48, they would have said 10.
Yeah, but
he could have made up some time. Yeah, he did. He was three. It's still, especially that one. Especially with that track, you could follow, right? They bring you along. I don't know. Anyways, I don't know. Anyways, he crashed again. What's going on with these guys? They all they know how to do is crash. That's what lost the season for them. How many crashes have they done all season?
Yeah, I know, but this one...
Hey!
Well, they crashed a lot this season.
They crashed a lot, yeah, no.
It wasn't Leclerc, it was the other guy. If it wasn't Saints, it was Leclerc. We're talking from the beginning of the season. If they didn't crash so often, they could have been way ahead of Mercedes.
Yeah, hold on, Max. Give me a second.
Hey, you know what? If you guys can't get organized, don't call me.
I'm never on time.
Who are you talking to, Mas?
No one. Well, I'm watching TV.
Yeah, okay.
If they say it's 3 o'clock, 3 o'clock. The guy comes, close the door. Don't open it.
Are you watching Inter Juve?
Yeah, how's that doing? I mean, as well, how much is this?
1-1.
1-1.
Juve Inter?
Yeah.
All right. AS Roma not doing well, huh?
They won 3-1.
Yeah, but they're not supposed to be in seventh place now.
Who are you?
Talking to me?
Yes.
Are you talking to me?
Hurry up.
They call me Joy Kashun if we just came into the house.
All right. So we're talking about Saints not performing too well.
Yeah, but can it be that he had a damaged car due to the practice accident? Because if they're repairing the same car,
yeah.
Therefore he's not getting a potent A1 car.
Not only that, they didn't even have the parts to replace.
Yeah.
How can you say that? Where was it reported that they were missing certain parts?
They're used parts.
Yeah.
I'm new to this. Isn't there rules that every part that's put in has to be brand new stuff out of the packaging?
No.
Of course not. Or else you get penalized if you go over the budget, over the allowed.
But isn't that a gray line? Or it's permanent? Because it seems like permanent. If you look at Haas, they're probably over the budget because of how many crashes. The same thing for AlphaTauri, same thing for Williams.
They're using old parts. They don't go over the budget if they're using old parts.
So then in theory, that's why these teams are horrible in terms of performance, because they're using the same rotten parts.
Mm-hmm. Or
if you cheat like Mercedes, always under the budget.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
I'm sorry. Please excuse me for this ignorance. So then when Russell crashes and the car is like an impact total, are they already over the budget by putting in a fourth car? Because he crashed twice this year.
They have 140 million. I think they could budget.
They could budget a couple of times.
So whatever they could salvage from the old crash car, they take it out and put it into the new car?
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this is news to me.
But if the parts are good, why not?
I'm so glad I'm part of this defaulty talk. I just learned something.
Okay.
Like all our audience.
I want to get to rookie on rookies, all the rookies, most of the rookies.
Well, our guy Schwartzman made it to 8, free practice 1. I expect him to do a lot better because during the season you guys were pumping the tires. But
he was 1/10 slower than Saints.
He still made 8 plays.
One.
That means other rookies did better than him.
He was second to the rookies.
Yeah.
But he was 8.
He was second to the rookies.
Okay, yes, but...
So one rookie was faster than him. One only.
Put yourself in context.
Mm-hmm.
If this guy Schwartz...
Everybody else was a professional driver. Drove for a long period of time already.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. If it's not Mercedes 1, he doesn't really care.
Fine. Is Norris considered a veteran compared to,
yes.
to Hamilton?
Yes, to compare to Schwartzman, yes.
So the point that I'm getting at...
Yes.
The point that I'm getting at is that he did come out to 8th. If he got his promotion and this was his season, he was still going to end up in 8th, in theory.
No.
Of course not.
And just for note, Norris finished under Leclerc.
We're talking about Schwartzman.
You're talking about points. Yeah.
No, because last week it goes, Norris must be better than Leclerc because he had more points.
Yeah, but we're not talking about that.
Okay,
the host says we're talking about Schwartzman.
Yeah, and we're talking about the rookies, which only one rookie beat Schwartzman. All the rest of the rookies were behind Schwartzman.
What cars were they driving? The one that was better. I didn't follow his name because there was a lot of new names. I didn't follow.
The only one was Aston Martin guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit. So I don't think Stroll's gonna lose his seat. So then
he's
by process
not gonna
of
lose his seat.
So by process of elimination, it's gonna be Alonso.
You don't think? Okay, God, I want to go. You said something that I want to get to. You don't think anyone is gonna lose their seat this year?
No.
Not even...
I was talking about Aston Martin.
Oh, okay. Because...
Logan Sargeant.
Logan
Sargeant.
I don't think he's going to...
And Ricardo might lose it.
Yeah, Ricardo for sure.
He's not going to lose his seat.
What's happening with AlphaTauri? Are they continuing next season or they're out?
Yeah, it's called the Racing Bulls or something.
They're going to change the name.
They're changing names.
The two pilots are going to be the same?
Yeah.
Okay. Another thing. If we're talking about racers and who's losing pilots and who's losing their seats and stuff, I find that Albon, at the beginning of the season, we're pumping his tires, especially after the Canadian Grand Prix, that he did a good performance there. I find that his stock has plummeted ever since. So who would actually hire this guy, assuming that he is available?
What did he finish today? Yeah, what did he finish? He finished like...
Out of the 10. Albon was out of the 10.
11th, right?
No, Cupeggio. There was not
too many laps left, or he was 13th or 15th.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
So,
but anyway, it's a Williams, so...
Some tracks showed good.
Some tracks were good.
No, they were even qualifying. They showed that they were there, but after that, all of a sudden, I don't know. Unless the other cars were just, you know, sandbagging or whatever. I want to get to Alpha because it really bugs me that we're not 100% sure that they're going to come in next year with anybody.
No, I think it's
going to
go... They're
not sponsoring anybody at all.
No, I think they're going with Haas.
That was the rumor, but they said goodbye.
So Albon was in 14th.
I don't think they're coming
in this race.
Oh, maybe not. But I heard that there was almost a done.
I hope so, because, you know, having Alpha leave after, what, three,
but
4 years?
Just going to sponsor this. So yeah, they're probably not going to put the snake on or anything.
You think?
So yeah. Alfa Romeo is going to be out then? They're going to be replaced by the American Andretti team?
No. The rumor is that that's the opening that's happening, apparently.
That what?
That's the opening for Andretti to come in.
Andretti's coming with Cadillac.
But Alfa is not a car.
No, right. What they're doing is they're going to... GM wants to put their name on Audi. Okay? The Audi car.
Yeah.
Right? Which makes no sense, right? Because it's Audi, right? But to come in, just to sponsor. To make Andretti come in. You understand? You understand what I'm trying to get at? For them to get a push
but
in.
This is all one guy that's stopping them.
Yeah, of course.
It's all Toto Wolff.
Yeah.
Who owns most of the... We should say this. You know, he's a big cheater.
Obviously, he doesn't want that to come in.
And he thinks he owns everything,
okay,
but he doesn't.
But in the end, there's a reason why he doesn't want them to come in. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. What is your reason?
He's scared of them.
Why is he scared? I mean,
because the Americans have a lot more
money,
a lot more power. The guy, the owner...
Hold on. Money is a... You have to follow your budget. So you cannot put more money.
No, but, yeah, but a lot of more promotion into the team,
It's not only going to help the FIA.
FIA? No, it helps the Formula One Association.
That's it.
They don't have more money.
No, not money, but...
Mercedes has one of the... Mercedes is the... they sell more cars than anybody other.
No,
exactly.
Yes, but not...
So what money are you going to
talk
about?
They have more backing. They won't have any backing. Okay, you know.
I say that he doesn't...
Why would he be scared for?
He has hardly any competition right now. Who does he have as competition, Mercedes?
No, but who's Audi's going to come in? Even though the Audi said they may not even come in. They're not 100% sure they're coming in. Even if they come in, what's the difference? They're not going to do well anyways.
No, I think they're
no,
gonna
they're
do
not.
Well.
They have to start in like everybody else.
Yes, I agree with you. Yeah, they're going to start with everybody else. But they have already more chassis knowledge.
Hold on. William is owned by
McLaren. Even McLaren is owned by
American.
But it's an American company, right?
And look
Haas
at what,
is American.
And look what the...
Look
what,
everything's
look
going. The
did.
Owner of Formula One is American. Liberty.
Exactly.
Liberty. And this is what's happening. They want to push more Grand Prix into the States. And when the Americans take over... Like the sport, usually it's because they are pushing it, so they want more American companies. It's not only because Mercedes sells more cars. They you know what I mean?
Yeah. Did you hear the CEO of FIA there today? What he was saying? They were promoting a lot more And they're going to be more racist in the States.
Sure.
Yeah.
They're looking to increase the race. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything is going to increase. Look at the Vegas. Everybody, we all talked about the light show and this and that. But it worked.
Yeah.
There's not a bad thing. Miami was the same thing. Even though the track, the drivers were complaining about it. Look, it's still packed.
Everywhere they go,
Austin, Texas. How many times it's been what? How many years Austin, Texas has been around?
Okay.
Yeah, but everywhere they go, it's sold out.
Yeah, now yeah.
What's the difference?
This year.
There's a big difference.
This year has been sold out.
Well, it was everywhere. Everywhere you go, it's sold out. So, yeah, what's the big difference?
50,000 people watch.
Okay, I just want to finish off. We'll get back to this. I just want to finish off all the Lando Norris and Perez accident. Whose mistake do you guys think it is?
Perez. If you look, his tires weren't even turning.
It was
going straight.
Yeah. Now, he got his 5 seconds.
Was
it worth 5 seconds?
It's not that. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure it was. Even more.
Are you going to say, was it intentional? Or probably not. Probably he couldn't stop because probably the car didn't want to turn in. You know, it could have been because it's a hard track to...
So then why didn't Lando Norris knew? So why didn't he just like give him more space? You knew.
You're in the curve. Well, how are you going to give him more space? Go off the track?
He was already
everybody else does. Yeah, even Leclerc, when was last race, wasn't it? He knew that Max Verstappen was going to push him off.
Yeah, so
he went off. He knew. It's not as if even this one here.
Well, first of all, they were fighting for position. So why should I give up my
spot? No, yeah, okay.
I'm just saying. You want to pass me? Pass me on something, on the straight.
Okay, so the 5 seconds was...
Was merited. It deserved
Okay. Yes. Okay.
And I like the way Lando Norris reacted as a young buck. He just went off the track and he regained his position by doing that significant cut.
Well, he needs. He was going to do that.
He was going to get it. He was going to get the position anyways, but at least he got it right away.
If he wasn't going to get a 5 second penalty, he'd have to give it back. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, next year, do you guys foresee this happening again?
A podcast.
Red Bull,
all the way
Red Bull
all alone.
Yeah, you guys still foresee this?
I think other companies are going to give apart from Mercedes, other companies are going to give Red Bull a run for their money.
Okay, like Ferrari and Aston Martin.
McLaren, Aston Martin.
I don't think McLaren. They still have to figure out why certain tracks are.
Yeah, but
they're not there.
So did Ferrari.
This was a track from. This was a track from McLaren. So this, and them being not.
But maybe they were.
But it was a funny. It's a funny track because FP2.
Yeah.
They were nowhere to be seen.
Yeah.
And who's McLaren.
Yeah.
And then qualifying, they had speed.
Yeah.
Even in the morning?
At a certain time, yeah.
FP3?
At a certain period of the day.
But I disagree. In FP2, Norris made second. So they were there to be seen.
No, only because he made second, but all through practice he didn't do anything.
He wasn't doing anything.
Yeah, first of all, it was
his practice, he was in second.
Oh, okay. Keep quiet.
Okay.
And they do the qualifying.
Mm.
Then they're there. And then all of a sudden in the race... Piastri,
I don't understand. Once he let Norris pass him, he was...
Yep. Norris, then...
I don't understand. Did he burn his tires right away? It couldn't be that he burnt his tires. He wasn't even pushing that hard.
Yeah, but he was pushing to stay up with...
Leclerc. He wasn't right up Leclerc's ass either.
Well,
you know
the
what I mean?
First 2-3 laps he was, and then he had to let
What do you call it? Russell didn't pass Norris on the track or in the pits?
In the pits. It was a slow pit for...
Yeah. Well, there was two tires that...
Yeah.
But that's part of the race. But going back to your initial question, maybe McLaren could be a threat because they continued their contract. They extended their contract with Mercedes to take their power units. So maybe with that, now that they had their power units this season, they understand the more that they're able to implement it for next year. So maybe they could be a threat supporting what Mauro says.
But
also on the other side of the coin,
It's already 3 years that they have this engine.
But for them to continue on with this is because they're comfortable with the unit that they
It's the aerodynamics that they need to work on.
It's the really what changed their whole thing was the floor of the
floor, and they started learning aerodynamics.
Yeah,
and that's the only choice.
I want to go back to Leclerc. Leclerc got better.
Ferrari.
Yeah.
Who? What are you guys talking about?
McLaren would never go with Ferrari.
Explain.
McLaren's
we're talking about the power units.
Not a power unit. McLaren's not a power unit.
I know. He says, but they will never go buy a Ferrari engine to put in a McLaren.
I know. Are you crazy?
Why not? Well, what was the politics behind this?
Because there was a...
Even Red Bull wanted a Ferrari engine, remember?
Yes, but not McLaren.
No.
I know McLaren and Red Bull was never going to take it either.
Would McLaren be good with a Honda engine?
No, they wanted it. They wanted even pushed the president, Jean Todt, to tell him to, or Bernie Ecclestone, whoever.
Okay. Yeah, it was one of those two.
But then on the other side of the coin, I disagree with Mauro that in practice three, McLaren was definitely there. Norris got second, Piastri got third. So I respectfully disagree with what
I was talking about FP2.
But FP2 Norris was in second, so still, no matter what, Norris was consistently on top.
They all done one fast lap, and that was it.
Yeah, still put them on top of the food chain.
Okay, so what were they then?
I wanna go because Hamilton finished overall third, and Alonso finished overall fourth.
Yeah.
So.
I wasn't expecting those two there.
No.
Were you?
especially when he bumped into the other car over there, and then his wing in the front was a bit crooked, and they never changed it. And
but that doesn't mean
well.
Look, even
and he almost hit the wall. Did you notice?
Yeah.
Do you think he put the brakes on?
But no, it was because he was going to hit the wall. That's why he put the brakes. Because he wasn't paying attention.
No, when Hamilton...
That's when it is.
When Hamilton
that's
hit
when it is.
Hamilton hit him
it's
in the back.
Because he almost went to...
But he didn't say that. He said that he let him... he gave him room to pass.
Yeah, but that's an excuse.
Obviously,
I think it's like what the guy was saying, that he saw the line where the DRS goes on. So that's why he slowed down, let him pass, and then he was going to go behind him and take him on the, with the DRS.
Uh-huh. Okay, anyway.
Mauro, Carl, I want your opinion because I do not value respectfully Mauro's opinion on this one. When he asked me before, he says, but who got more points and who's better?
Yeah.
I want your opinion on this, and then we'll go around the table, and I want Max's opinion on this.
Okay.
So when Mauro asked me before, but who has more points, Leclerc or Norris?
Yeah.
So if you look at the final standings, Leclerc has 206 points, whereas Norris has 205 points. So there's a difference of 1 point.
He's still better. That's how you read the stats.
I didn't finish my question.
Yeah, but I didn't finish.
I wasn't direct. I asked Mauro,
go ahead.
This guy in front of me,
yes.
And the Iceman over here. Ah, you're the Iceman.
Go ahead.
So, given that there's only 1 point that differentiates them, I personally will give the young buck Norris the upper hand because he has one more podium than our guy Leclerc. Leclerc got 6 podiums. Our guy Norris got 7 podiums.
But listen,
so if I were to lose that one point to gain an extra podium to give him more exposure as a young buck and a better driver.
They came in the same time. So what are you talking about, young bucks?
Okay, we'll go ahead. Say what you have to say.
He deserved it, especially at the last 5-6 races there. That he already made any mistakes, and as like you said, he did very well
since Japan.
A lot better than Norris
since they changed the floor of the Ferrari.
Run into his thing. I know his theory's full of shit. Okay, because him, even if it's a point, if he goes, if it was the other way around, he would say it was.
You lose a championship for 1 point.
Yeah, I know, but he says he would say
instead of second, they came in third because of 3 points.
I know that,
but like he was saying, yeah, okay, but
Norris has one more podium than Leclerc.
Okay,
I believe that Norris should get.
And where did he get these podiums, though?
You gotta
just by looking at the race. You have to know the race itself.
That was Max,
right?
Max,
because if something happened to Leclerc during that race, gave him the opportunity to get on the podium. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So was it deserved, his podium? Not really.
Because he helped him out.
Yeah. So
it's Leclerc that helped him
this
out.
This is what I'm trying to tell you.
No, it's Sainz that helped him.
Or Sainz. Sainz, so yes. One of the two Ferraris, yeah. Something happened.
Yeah, yeah.
So right, that's why Sainz. your Norris is there. Not on merit.
It should be there by merit. Because if we're not giving a lot of fiducia in McLaren as a constructors, generally speaking, the guy actually made his points. He's up there, man. I find.
Yeah, but and how many points is Piastri behind?
Listen, if it was
the other way around,
if Norris was for Ferrari,
yes,
and Leclerc would had one more point,
yes,
he would still say, "See, look, Leclerc's better."
That's
okay.
Yes.
Piastri has 97 points.
And how much does thing have?
Norris has 205, 1 point less than Leclerc. Okay,
and that's his teammate.
Yeah.
So that's just to show you he has 100 points, right? Piastri. Yeah. It's just to show you that he's a rookie.
No, Piastri is just to show you he's that a rookie, he respects his role as second driver and he's not to cause confusion for everybody else to
No, why we have to go with your theory and nobody else's theory?
No, I'm not saying that. You asked for my theory and I believe that's my theory.
Okay, that's your theory. Well, the real theory is he's a thing and he got 100 points. He's a rookie and he got 100 points. Mm-hmm. So that tells you that the car is not actually,
good car.
Yeah. So he was lucky to get where he got. Norris, that's what we're trying to tell you.
With a bad car, this driver actually did good. That's why he made there 1 point behind.
But did you watch every race of the year?
No.
Yes.
Okay. He hasn't watched one race of the year.
So, all right. So let's skip this. I just want to know. Okay. I want to go back to what we were saying about Hamilton Alonso. And Alonso. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, any of you at the beginning of this year think that this was going to be 3 and 4 at the end of the year?
Well, I figured that yes, we did.
Hamilton maybe to be there, but not Alonso.
Okay, you?
Yeah, but Alonso.
No, I didn't see Alonso there.
Only Alonso. You?
Yes, because Vettel came out, Alonso came in. I expect him to do a lot better than the previous guy.
Okay,
so
you?
He was supposed to be there.
I don't think so.
You didn't expect them there. Okay, Max, you? Did you expect
them? Yeah, the same. Yeah, not Alonso.
Not Alonso. But Hamilton, yes. All of you said yes.
Because he's an excellent driver.
Okay, yeah. I'm not disagreeing.
And he's still with the same car.
Okay, so what grade do you give Ferrari this year? From 1 being the worst to 10 being the best.
But wait, I just say that Bottas, if there's one guy I'm really disappointed this year, it would be Bottas. He didn't perform as well.
He has no car.
Come on.
You can't even count.
And next year, he probably won't be there.
Okay.
Anyway, what grade do you guys give? 1 being the worst and 10 for their performance this year.
I'll give him an 8.
Okay.
But if you would ask me at the beginning of the year... Yeah. I'd give him a zero. But
zero.
Because they finished very strong halfway through the season.
The last 5-6 races.
No, wait. The last, it's not the last 5-6. Since Japan, they changed the floor. That's when Leclerc got better.
Yeah.
But Sainz didn't.
No.
That's where Sainz started losing out when they started changing the floor. But before they changed the floor, Sainz was faster than Leclerc. Yeah. So something along the line.
Yeah, mid-season. Yeah. If Ferrari started to pick up pace and started scoring regularly points, there was races where they used to finish 5-6.
Yeah, okay. You gave it an 8. You?
I gave it 7.
You?
Only 5, simply because I expected them to be number 2 in constructors. Okay. But they failed.
You?
I gave it an 8. 7.5, 8.
Max? Their 6. Performance, a 6?
Yeah, there are too many crashes this year.
Yeah, they made a mistake. A lot of mistakes.
Too many, but
But let me ask you guys this. How come all season you're bashing on Ferrari and now you're just throwing them flower petals?
The beginning of the season, not all season.
And they merit an 8. But they didn't win shit, yet they merit an 8.
Well, we're fans. Because you're not a fan, so that's why you gave it a 5.
Okay. I want to ask this other question. Okay. Do you guys think the cars will be different next year, shape-wise?
No.
I'm talking about.
No.
Not really.
Not the outside. Come on. You know what I mean? Like,
there'll be some adjustments, but I don't see that much.
So they'll be identical to this year?
Yeah.
Well, better aerodynamics.
Maybe.
Obviously.
Wow.
Every year, it's always a better.
Yeah, well, what else could you change? The nose? What? What else could you change?
Maybe somebody will come out with a different nose.
You can't change the bottom.
Maybe, but
I'm hoping that somebody comes out with a different nose.
Or maybe even another floor.
Is Schwartzman going to become
But the
Ferrari?
Floor, you can't see the floor.
No.
So that's for sure it's going to be changed.
Maybe the speed.
Your side pods could change. Your
is
mirrors.
Ferrari going to still have that big
Can I ask you a question?
Stomach.
From now until the next Grand Prix and everything, do they have a budget, how much they can
build
and everything?
They're doing a race practice
for
Monday,
the tires.
Tuesday.
No.
Monday,
forget
Tuesday,
the tires.
Monday, Tuesday.
Until they're going to race again, do they have like to do adjustment? Do they have like a certain money cap that they're allowed to, or they can spend as much as they want? And,
no, you can't even spend any money. This is the car that you have has to go till. Till the end of
until
the
year. Next year.
Next year. Free practice. Pre-season practice next year. Then your budget starts.
So that's when your budget starts. Yeah. So from now until next year,
they're
going to
be
example,
working on different stuff. Yes.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
You can't try it or test it.
Oh, so you can just design it, in other words.
Exactly. It'll be only in designs. And
that's
obviously they're gonna put it together,
so
put it in the wind tunnel.
Two preseason practice.
Yeah.
No,
and that's it.
No, I know.
So
but
your car has to be good.
But I mean,
coming out.
What I meant is, in my garage, in let's say in Italy, in Ferrari's garage over there, they can try their cars outside.
No.
Not even at Monza, they can't do it there.
No more.
The only test place is Barcelona and thing.
Yeah. And all the rest is all winter.
You know, the Ferrari has
so
three tracks.
So, so you're trying to tell me that if I try my car in, let's say, Monza, just to play, in my backyard, you're going to have people over there taking pictures?
Of course.
And,
rumors are going to fly right away.
Hey, they're going to come and check right away. Every other team is going to come and check too.
There's they're very strict. Like I said, your car's got to be ready as soon as the design's finished.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Before
the season is over,
No one could work on in December. There are no wind tunnel, nothing. You can't talk about technical stuff or anything right now until January.
Anyways, it's a thing. March 2nd, the first race.
Wow,
starts
early.
This is Formula One. Why so many restrictions? Why can I work on the next car for next year?
No, like last episode, there's the rules for everybody and then the rules for Ferrari. So maybe just restrictions for Ferrari. Can we say that? Am I talking like a Tifosi fan now?
No.
This restriction is everything. Restriction here
is everything he says is to protect Mercedes.
Everything is the same for everybody over here. So nobody's.
You know what? I don't like this last comment that Mauro says, so I'm going to give him another shot again. In qualifying 3, did you know that it was only McLaren, both guys, and Red Bull, both guys that made it to Q3. Yet again, it tells you that McLaren did good in the practice and in qualification. So it is.
Well, where was they in the race? You don't get points in the qualification.
Okay, but just.
No,
just,
but you get position.
Just out of curiosity.
So, they were still behind Flash.
No, Norris. No, because Norris and Piastri, they make 5th and 6th in this race.
Mm.
Where was Ferrari? 2nd and not finished.
Because this car was finished. So you if it's a McLaren that's not working good, it's because it's not working good. But if it's a Ferrari not working good, it's Ferrari's fault.
No, because if I have to go with your logic, we have to look at the points. Who made more points? 5th and 6th made more points than 2 and...
During the whole year, not on one race.
But aren't we talking about this race as well? Because this race, you made reference to practice 2, that McLaren wasn't there, but I disagree because Norris made second. Practice three, Norris made second, and in qualification three, Piastri and Norris made it there in third and fifth. So McLaren, you have to give them.
And where was Ferrari?
Second.
Leclerc was in second. Yes.
So who was faster?
And the other guy wasn't there because him.
He got cut on the first qualification. If McLaren wasn't in the points, okay, then he would focus all, okay, only on Mercedes.
Wait, only on Mercedes. Just out of curiosity, yeah. If the cars were identical for Ferrari, let's say they were, Sainz's car was
as good as
Leclerc's. Where do you think Sainz was going to be?
Second.
And where was Leclerc going to be?
He would crash. Because he'd be upset
that it's not Russell. Leclerc's not Russell.
He's going to crash because of Russell.
So they would have been ahead of...
I think Sainz would have been... He's a better pilot than Leclerc. Yes.
No, but I'm saying, would they be ahead of McLaren today?
Yes.
Think? Okay. You answered your own question.
Yes.
But that must have hurt saying that, though.
It did. But I was going to be honest on this one. It did. But if we're looking at the point, it did not happen. And again, I'm only at 50% satisfied with this team because they didn't make second in constructors. They allowed Mercedes to do better than them.
I think everybody.
And it's disappointing. If we are Tifosi fans, if Ferrari is not number one, but unfortunately Red Bull robs that position, then it's either we're second or we failed. And this year we failed. So why are we happy with them failing? It's like Habs fan. They're losing, but yes, they always come up with excuses. Yeah, but we played well, but you lost, and you're not even a playoff. Yeah. But we played well.
Because we've been bashing them for how many years already? It's fine. 2019.
Yes, and we're disappointed that they're not winning.
2023.
But we're disappointed
we
want to
change
that
it for 2023.
Look, I'd be disappointed if Juventus is not winning anymore, but they're constantly winning, so I'm okay with that.
They're not winning.
Not the champions. That fire is burning so much inside that they could never win a champions ever again. I think I'm going to die before they win. Oh, boy.
Okay, so...
Shouldn't say that.
So what's going to happen? What do you guys think? Driver lineup is going to be the same for next year? All of them?
I think Ricardo's out and...
Albon, Sargent.
Mm-hmm. But if Ricardo's out, I got a feeling that they're going to snatch up Sargent.
Who's there?
Alfa Tauri or Racing Bulls or whatever they want to be called.
But they're taking the thing, their manufacturer back to Austria.
Yeah, everything. They're getting out of Italy.
Good. I think the top teams are going to probably stay with the same drivers. Maybe the
The rumor of Christian Horner and Hamilton?
No.
You guys read about it and stuff?
No.
Christian Horner said, oh, Hamilton came to ask us to be blah, 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 driver, second driver. Not second driver, but join the team.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Why would he go get Hamilton, right? I mean, if he's going to get Hamilton, there's going to be a fight between... Verstappen and Hamilton.
Yeah, of course.
Because he'd rather stay with what it is now. Exactly.
But so then why would he go out and say such a thing?
Who says that they actually said it?
Yeah. Who said it's true?
You know what I mean?
Because Hamilton responded right away. He goes, I never went to see them.
So maybe that's true. How do you know it isn't?
True that he didn't go see. I don't think so.
After he claimed that they cheated, Red Bull cheated.
Yes.
And because when the first time Verstappen won, okay.
Well, he did get cheated that year for some reason.
Well, that's
I see it that way, but I
don't think so. Anyways, I was happy that they lost.
Yes, because it's a Mercedes.
But I think Michael Massey pulled the thing in. It's racing.
Pulled it out of his ass, right? So, yeah, okay, whatever. That's it.
Next year, they're planning to implement more sprints into the circuits. Yes. You guys agree with that? It would benefit Ferrari in this case.
I don't
know. Well, right now, they're only talking about changing the days of qualifying.
No, there's more things.
Yeah, okay, but...
More races are going to be with sprints.
Yeah.
Well, Max, you okay with the sprints? You said the last race.
No, they have to. If it's, they have to give him another car though. If something breaks, like I mean, something doesn't make any sense.
Oh, in case.
Yeah, if you break your car, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, nothing. No, you don't even have enough time.
That's true, because people are not even taking high risks.
No, of course not.
You know,
I'm not gonna take a super high risk. Well, then what happens? You're on a strict budget, so. Anyway,
unless maybe they make the budget with a few millions more, they throw in a few million more.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. How about if you blow your engine on a sprint?
No, that's everything.
Then you're gonna take another 10 penalty
if you're fighting. Let's say the sprint, it's the end of the year, and you're fighting for a championship. You're gonna take. Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, I know.
It's pretty much bad. So then, Frank, a question then. Next year, you're going to have a record-breaking 24-race season here. So you're going to have more races.
Yeah.
Will the salary cap increase? Or, no. Sorry, the constructor's cap increase?
No, not even engine. You're going to have, I think, one engine less, right, next year?
One 24 engine races.
Less. Yeah.
Wow.
It's staying the same. But I know that soon they're going to only have one engine for the whole year.
2026. Next year, the only thing that's different, there's no tire warmers next year.
Oh, okay.
Which is...
But I know they're
yeah, that's
totally crazy.
You come out, you can smash your car.
It's not only that. It's... You know they do that very slow lap stuff because they have to warm up their tires.
Yeah, formation lap there.
Yeah, no, not the formation lap. Once they do the qualifying. Pits. No, yeah. The pits.
Okay, yeah.
They go
yeah.
and change the tire, they come
yeah,
out.
Right.
Okay, their tires are already in warmers and then they put them on, okay?
Yeah.
So the guy goes, okay, whatever. Get them up to temperature, then it's okay. These tires are going to be cold.
That's what I'm saying.
Cold, cold.
You come out.
So you come out, it's like going to be on like ice for them.
So if you happen to put in hard tires for the beginning of that race, it means anyways crashing or no one's going to have any steering. Okay, so the question. You're going to have 24 races. It starts in February. It's going to end in December. Will this benefit the construction of Ferrari the way the car is designed to tolerate more races? More abuse, per se? On the cars, more physical abuse.
I don't see why not. I mean, you know, they have engineers that they're gonna look at it as you go along. You know, they do the fixing and the adjustments.
So then maybe this could be an all year long circuit.
It could be a long, yeah, but they also have to adjust.
2 week breaks in between then.
That's you know what
it's everybody's concern, gonna go through that, not
no,
just one.
One concern is your pit crew.
It's mm-hmm.
They're gonna work longer hours, less breaks.
My thing, I hope FIA will change the rule about telling the drivers what tires they have to use.
That's not changing.
I know, but I wish they would because it's my choice to choose. Like today. If the guy wanted to go just with hard tires or medium tires, well, let him go with medium or hard tires. Why did they have to change? Sainz had to go change because he had to use two tires. I mean, two different tires. Otherwise, he could.
There was only one lap left.
Okay. But he didn't have to.
But that's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying, so why do you tell me that I have to come when I can still race? That's what I hope next year that they... Or then in the future that they're going to change it.
So the Wednesday, 21st of February, next year, 2024, is
February.
The first test session.
Okay.
In Barcelona?
No.
Yeah.
Is it Barcelona?
In Bahrain.
No, in Bahrain.
And, yeah. And until the 23rd, that's it. Nothing else.
And that's it. Then after that, they're going to start.
How many engines are allowed? Three or two? I heard
there's three. I think that didn't change, I don't think. But then it starts on March 2nd. First race in Bahrain.
Okay, so
March 2nd. 29th to the 2nd.
Hey, but I mean, it's hard. It's hard.
No kidding. It's a. It's
in March. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, it's in Africa. There, well, Saudi Arabia, if you want to call it. Racist.
Okay, Dan. That's it, guys.
Well, I still don't. I didn't hear from Max. What's his opinion?
Yeah, he's washing dishes or something.
Oh, really? He's a dishwasher. Hold on, did he convert his Audi into a dishwasher? Yeah. So he's washing his clothes in there at the same time, man. Nah, that's what happens when you put all your money on that luxury. You live in the car.
Damn, so what was your question to him?
Was maybe the 24 season, like, will this benefit Ferrari? Would they make enough points to be in a top three?
I think it's the same.
Or this is going to be just too soon to say.
Why?
We want to see I have a feeling that if let's say,
because if you have more races, it benefits Mercedes. I find if you have more races,
why
to make that second place? They seem to have
how many more races? It's gonna be only two, right?
They seem to have a knowledge that Ferrari
two
doesn't
extra
have.
Races.
How's that?
Yeah. I don't know. Ask him.
It's two extra how's races that? Next year. Two extra races. Two extra races.
Yeah.
I just said.
Yeah. Okay, so
yeah, what? Say what you have to say. Are you okay?
No.
But I don't think how do you say that it's going to benefit
because it's
more,
Ferrari.
Because I've noticed that in this season, Ferrari as a whole. Listen, it seems like the car's worn out more than it did with Ferrari.
Okay, I gotta tell you something, because next year, the car that's coming out is under Vasseur's full control. So this is where he has to prove himself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right now he is. Even the strategy wise, they're doing better.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
I don't think with Saint was the perfect strategy.
No, doesn't want. But you know what? I think. They already knew, like I said, on Friday when they couldn't fix it, they couldn't get the proper car. And I think that motor had problems.
It was used probably more.
Because last week, Vegas, he had a crash.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And even the guys on Sky said, he goes, you know, had asked Vasseur about the crash, you know, that he got on Vegas.
Yeah.
So... I think they were onto it that the Saints car wasn't there.
They knew. Well,
if
you're going to use an engine that already did a race, you already lost, like, what, 40 horsepower or something?
So that's it.
You're 40 horsepower less than everybody else.
Something that Joey doesn't understand is this car was not finished.
No.
This car was not finished in the beginning of the season.
Next year,
the car is going to be his. Yeah. So there was under a different management, and this guy had to prove.
Hopefully, they don't change management in the middle of the year.
This car, Binotto, he had designed this car to his liking, and he had to change it because most of the guys left with Binotto, and he was left with whatever. Okay.
Okay.
So that's right. To get new engineers and
Red Bull guys.
It took about a good 6-7 races before it started to
get better.
To get better, and that's where Mercedes made his points, and barely made the points because they only won by 3 points.
Yeah.
So I don't know what he's bragging about.
Okay.
Making a car.
Next year, don't forget, March 2nd.
Yeah.
We're all going to
same place, same time.
Let's hope everybody decides to do it.
Yeah, whatever. Whoever is here is here.
No, but you should say maybe nobody wants to do it no more.
Let me know if you guys still want to do it next
year, same place, same time.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. I want to do it. Okay. You do it on Sundays, I'm going to do it.
Okay. Done?
Done.
Okay, I'm happy that you
asked
guys,
the freaking question.
You guys,
are
you guys happy with thing?
Well, what's the thing? What's the
salam?
You guys happy with this year?
Yes, we are.
That's okay. Yeah, okay. You can call me whatever you want.
Huh? For prosciutto. Okay, fine. Such
no,
a prosciutto.
I don't like prosciutto.
Even though we didn't go, we didn't, guys didn't come over and have a spaghetti aglio olio, it's okay.
Yeah, next year though,
I'm
it's
very
on
upset.
You.
Yeah, but I'm not going now.
Yeah,
about
three, in
three in the morning.
Yes, that's when we eat it.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
you
yeah,
can
yeah,
eat it. I'm getting too old.
I'm too old. Okay.
He's diabetic too.
It's okay.
I don't care.
We have a we have eggs, bacon eggs.
Yeah,
it's
we'll
not that. That's not that. It's
at
3 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, with maple syrup.
Right.
So next year, same time, same place.
Same time, same place.
Hopefully, we get a little bit more
for the first races in
clients,
1 o'clock in the morning,
or listeners, whatever
that's
the hell
true,
you want to call
it's
them.
It's a
midnight. It's in the yeah. It's a midnight.
It's 1 o'clock.
Well, we're gonna do it in the afternoon or the day after.
Okay, goodbye everyone.
Okay, ciao a tutti.
Ciao,
have a nice
ciao,
year.
Guys,
buon
everybody.
Anno.
Buon anno, everybody.
Buon anno.